You're listening to SBS News.
The May 18 election marks the first time 18-year-old Geraldine Kaburaki-Kuyu will be allowed to vote. It's the first time for her family too, after migrating from Kenya in 2010. The issues that Geraldine says will sway her vote, though, are different from her mother's.
Probably education and public transport. Just because I go to uni and I'm always catching the public transport as well, that's probably what affects me the most. But I feel like with my mom, it's more about like housing.
Geraldine says she's proud to cast a ballot, a feeling shared here in southwest Sydney by other overseas-born voters.
I feel good considering everywhere. I mean, election is a big issue and most people don't enjoy that privilege. So I'm pretty lucky to be here in this country.
Temporary resident Temul Rashid says he's passionate about Australian politics and says he dreams for the day when he'll get to vote here.
Every vote counts. Nowadays, you know, democracy becomes from every vote. So, of course, I will be really happy whenever I will be eligible to do vote.
But according to Dr. Jill Shepherd from the Australian National University, voting can prove a difficult process for many migrants.
We have about the most confusing electoral system in the world. So for a lot of people, if you're not from an English-speaking background or you're not very sort of literate in politics, voting in Australian elections can be a bit of a nightmare.
The 10 most marginal of the more multicultural seats based on languages spoken at home are all in New South Wales and Victoria. Six are held by Labor, the Liberals held four, but lost Chisholm when Julia Banks left the Liberal Party following the leadership spill. She's now standing as an independent candidate. To try to tap into culturally diverse communities, politicians have translated campaign posters and how-to-vote cards. They've also lobbied hard for cultural and religious leaders to back them. But with Australia home to 300 different ethnic groups, it can often be hard for politicians to get traction on issues specific to the different backgrounds. Jaina Nadarajalingam from the University of Melbourne explains.
It's a really difficult thing for politicians to do because there's so much differentiation within and among migrant communities in Australia along many interrelated dimensions. For instance, race, culture, language, religion, class, just to name a few.
The 2017 same-sex marriage survey illustrated how conservative the multicultural vote can be. The result was a clear yes victory, but 12 of the 17 seats that voted against same-sex marriage were in Sydney's west. So, could those more conservative views see left-leaning seats swing to the right? Professor Ariadne Vroman from the University of Sydney says that's unlikely.
The marriage equality plebiscite was kind of a distinct event. It's true that in Western Sydney they were more likely to vote no. Whether or not that then translates into a conservative vote for the coalition will depend on how campaigning happens in those areas. But those are pretty safe Labor seats.
And Professor Vroman believes there is still one key issue that is yet to be fully addressed by the major parties, and that's a lack of diversity in political candidates. She says that could hinder people's chances to connect with the parties vying for their vote.
There are very few politicians from diverse cultural backgrounds in Australian politics, and that's what we need to kind of focus on more into the future, that younger communities do see themselves reflected within our politics.
Dr. Shepherd agrees.
The Anglo vote, the native Australian-born vote, is still very, very strong, and we have research, for instance, from Australia that suggests they really don't like ethnic minority candidates. So as long as there is still that overwhelming Anglo-Australian vote, they will continue to demand candidates look like them, and it is increasingly hard for ethnic minority voters to find candidates who will represent them culturally.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.